that woman. The life of the housewife bored her. I wasn't a pleasant person to be around. I was angry. The marriage ended. And so there she was, the single mother she swore she'd never be. She began dating, but it didn't go well. I literally saw my youngest son sit in the middle of the hall crying big tears because he wanted a real dad. As a child, Debbie had always tried to be the person her mother wanted her to be. As an adult, she'd struggled to be the person she imagined her husband desired. All her life, she'd been chasing that dream of perfection, and all her life, her dream of perfection had dodged her grasp. What she felt like now was a failure. My thoughts were, you're not a good enough mother. You'll never be able to earn money. You're getting older. You'll never get a man and please him. On the 6th of June, 2007, at around 11 o'clock, Debbie sat on her bed, swallowed her pills with some cheap Shiraz, and put on a Dido CD to listen to as she died. Rousing a little later, she went downstairs to her computer, switched it on, and began composing a suicide note. Dear family, I write this as tears fall from my eyes. I fear that I will never see any of you again. I have been captured by the white men, and I am on a slave ship headed to a faraway land. She really did feel extremely odd. She nevertheless continued writing for a while, and then signed off. Goodbye forever, and be careful not to get caught as I did. Kunta Kinte. At around 3 that afternoon, one of Debbie's sons found her collapsed on the kitchen floor. She was rushed to hospital, where she eventually awoke, raging at herself. I was mad, she said. I'd messed it up. I was full of self-loathing for botching my suicide. I had so much self-loathing, I felt like it would crush me. Suicide is a mystery. It seems to go against everything we know about human nature in some elemental way. We're animals of progress. We're doers, strivers, fighters. Whether our aims are good or ill, we push and we push, building great cities, burrowing great minds, forging great empires, destroying climates and habitats and the limits of yesterday's fantasies, bending the forces of the universe to turn magic into the everyday. We want things, and we get them. We're greedy, ambitious, canny, relentless. Self-destruction has no place in this schema. It doesn't fit. Except it does. It must do. I wondered if there was a clue in Debbie's story about what it might be that can make the human self malfunction so utterly. Over the last few years, I've spoken with many people who've been affected by suicide. And the basic narrative she describes, of high expectations leading to failure, leading to a rejection of the self, and an impulse to finish it all off, has emerged again and again. It's emerged when I spoke with Graham Cohen from New South Wales, who always felt that, if I wasn't outstanding, I was less of a person, and, following a series of professional failures, tried to hang himself in his backyard with an electrical cord. It emerged when I spoke to Drummond Carter, an ambitious and proper headmaster from a village in Norfolk, England, whose wife's serial affairs left him humiliated, his identity shattered. It emerged when I spoke with star footballer Ben Ross, who broke his neck at the peak of his career. You start thinking, what if I was to disappear? And his sports medic, Dr. Con Mitropoulos, who told me his charges often find themselves thinking like this because they put themselves under pressure and have aspirations to be successful, as we all do. They feel anything's possible, as long as you work hard, and yet life's not like that. It's emerged, too, when I spoke with Meredith Simon, a student at a well-known US liberal arts school, who struggled with her weight and with ADHD, and felt significantly less perfect than her beautiful, slim, and accomplished sisters. She began self-harming. And then, when she was 14, went into her ensuite bathroom, took a razor blade, and tried to kill herself by slashing her wrists. I was disappointing people, she told me, and that was really hard for me, because I wanted to be the perfect child.